Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, Lee, we got a problem.
Okay.
Here. And they're figuring it out right now online, this problem that we have. It's a big problem. Cash Patel lied to us. And he's currently stonewalling Congress. And Dan Bongino was either unhonest or uninformed.
Unhonest.
About the Butler shooting.
Okay.
We don't know which yet.
Yeah.
But like all things, the internet is figuring it out. Right now, Lee, trending on X is Cash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking this apart piece by piece, doing, as always happens on X, the job of the mainstream media simply won't do, but usually is forced about a week later to do by the actual sleuths and reporters on X. And we have a problem. See, what folks are figuring out right now, those who've watched the Butler assassination, all the lies around it, are figuring out right now that after the FBI under Joe Biden stonewalled America, flat out lied to us under oath. Oh, Thomas Crooks? No, he has a little search history when he was 15. But after that, no more. No, there was no more. Nothing. We can't ever know why he did it. Oh, yes, we can. He had quite a search history. He had quite a history of commenting. He was very specific about his reasons for doing what he did. He was a left-wing, violent lunatic who marinated, like so many other recent shooters, in trans ideology. And that's just for starters. It also appears he had a neo-Nazi handler out of another country. Wait, weren't we told there were encrypted accounts from other countries? Yeah, there was nothing to that. Oh, looks like there was. Didn't Cash Patel tell us that if he found anything else out, he'd tell us? Well, that anything else that Cash Patel insisted there was no there, it's all over X this morning. You lied, honey. Either that, or nobody, that people underneath you at the FBI are lying to you. And you look like a fool. Either way, you need to be fired. You need to go. Bye-bye. You're not getting it done. You're not. And they're figuring this out right now on X, which is why Cash Patel's name is trending. And let me tell you what the problem is here. Because this is the thing that's getting it trending. After the FBI stonewalled Congress, still hasn't turned over more than 30,000 requested pages, including that entire internet history that the FBI said, oh, no, it didn't exist. It's weird. He's a blank slate, this Thomas Crooks. Very strange. We looked everywhere. Well, all right, let's move on. Yeah, that internet history that Congress requested in a subpoena twice. And then when the FBI didn't turn it over, Lee, this summer, 2025... Wait a minute. Trump was president this summer, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Cash Patel was the FBI director this summer, wasn't he? That subpoena. You know the one requesting the internet history. The encrypted accounts, which, by the way, you know we cracked them, right? Took us 40 minutes. We got them all. We know what's in those accounts. We got his internet history. We have all of it. That subpoena was filed by Senator Ron Johnson this summer. It is November. Cash Patel hasn't turned a darn thing over. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to believe he's not one of them. And that's painful because I loved Cash Patel.
Sounds like you're ready to cash out on Patel.
I'm ready to cash out. I'm done. You can see this, by the way, my video today on, you know, Rumble on X, fire Cash Patel now. I think Trump should float it behind the scenes somewhere. Honey, you didn't tell us the truth. And we need answers right now. Especially given the connection of this guy. This is weird, Lee. Mm-hmm. Let me lay this out quickly for you, okay? Miranda Devine broke this. They're telling us. Fox News pretending Miranda Devine at New York Post broke this. She's a fine reporter, but she didn't break this. Tucker Carlson did. And Cash Patel came out and thought, oh, it's Tucker. Tucker's been involved in a lot of scandals lately, a lot of anti-Semitism, a lot of stuff I don't like. I don't even talk about the guy anymore. So Cash Patel came out and issued this really haughty statement like, oh, 480 FBI agents looked at this. We spent 4,000 hours. So there. Okay, but you're not answering the charges. Is Tucker right? Is this Thomas Crook's internet history? This violent internet history where the last post he makes, he's interacting with a neo-Nazi from overseas who is a member of a terror group associated with Antifa. Oops.
Yeah, that's problematic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of problematic. And when X finds this out, after the FBI and including Cash Patel has said there's no there there. While Cash Patel is defying a congressional subpoena with the same zeal we would expect from any Democrat FBI director, including Christopher Wray, who, by the way, defied the first two, we got a problem. We got a really, really big problem. Because you know what that tells me? Can I bottom line this? Trump's in danger. Trump is in danger.
Well, he's not in control of the federal government.
No.
And obviously the FBI as well.
You can't trust people like this to protect you. You can't. You can't do it. So now that Miranda Devine has come out and re-reported what Tucker Carlson broke, it becomes okay to speak of it. Cash Patel thought he could just brush Tucker off. And he said, well, we put thousands of hours in this. And we had 480 agents. Cool. I don't care. Could be 5,000 agents. I don't care. You didn't tell us what you found. You lied to us. And I had to find out about it on X. And by the way, you know who this is? This is the second time this has happened in a week, by the way. It's not the first time. This is the second time. Cash Patel comes out and says, oh, we've discovered some things about the pipe bomber. You know, the January 6th pipe bomber, mm-hmm, yeah. The one who's a Capitol Police officer,
yeah.
Who was rewarded. Sorry, that's my opinion. With a job at the CIA 6 months after she planted the pipe bombs right there on that video. That pipe bomber. The one the Blaze investigative team broke that. And Lee, they had to go get video off somebody's cell phone of the pipe bomber walking around. You know why that is? Because the video that the FBI put out had been depixelated so that you could not do a gait analysis on her. Which is a thing, but she has a very prominent soccer injury. Her gait is very noticeably different. Everybody's gait is like their fingerprint. No two are the same.
Yeah, I've been hearing more about that. That's a technology that is used on a regular basis by intelligence agencies.
It is. Well, here's the problem. Cash Patel, his FBI comes out a month ago and goes, oh, we're going to re-release this video. Yeah, this like really clear pixelated one that we didn't tamper with. So you couldn't do gait analysis and figure out that Capitol Police officer's the pipe bomber and we let her walk around. That video came out a month ago. Go look it up. Why? Around the time the Blaze called the FBI for comment.
Yeah.
This is dirty. And then he goes on Maria Bartiromo yesterday and announces, hey, we think we might have found the pipe bomber. Right. So now the FBI only tells the truth after Twitter busts them. Take a listen to Cash Patel. I can't show you Maria Bartiromo's face here. If she could write across her forehead how she looks, it would be you are lying to me.
And as it relates to major investigations of public importance like the pipe bomber, again, I say, stay tuned. We reviewed every single investigation of public consequence, reopened them.
No, you didn't. No, you were forced to re-release that video after the Blaze, two investigative reporters, did what the FBI wouldn't in 5 years, unveiled her identification. So Cash Patel, if I'm Trump, I'm stopping my morning and I'm calling Cash Patel to the White House. I need some information here. I need to know. Because here's the problem, Lee. Here's Cash Patel and Brett Baer on Fox News earlier this year about the Butler assassination.
You know, it sounds like he wants more about at least the Butler guy that we don't know a lot about. Will we know a lot more about him? Is there more to know?
I don't know that there's more to know, but you're going to know everything we know. And that's the other thing we did. We take assassination attempts, especially of the president of the United States, extremely seriously. And we don't feel that the American people have been given the information they need on that. And we're digging through the files and we're getting them a more robust picture of what happened and whether or not there were any connections.
I get all that. And I also understand investigations underway and there's potential prosecutions for people who are living.
No, they're not. He's dead. Mm-hmm.
And we knew a lot more about a lot of different people than we know about that guy. And you know, there's people that circulate all kinds of stuff, that it was an inside job or there was foreign influence or whatever. Can we say that it's not that?
And that's a great example of people looking for things where things don't exist. In that specific case, since that individual is dead, we are able to say a lot more, unlike the Merchant case in New York, which is ongoing, and whether or not there are any connections.
You didn't tell us the truth, honey.
Well, didn't answer the question either.
Didn't answer the question, hid the internet history. Either that, Lee, or the people inside the FBI are lying to him. In which case, he's not suited to run this agency. He's not. If he fell for that, that alone is a firing offense. There is a reason the FBI, and Lee, I'm just getting started, okay? I'm about to play for you Christopher Wray lying under oath. I'm about to play number two deputy director Paul Abadi lying under oath. No, there's no internet search history. No, we don't know who Crooks is. Why were they hiding this? Why? Because there is something really, really bad here about Thomas Crooks. That's why. And that is why Donald Trump is in danger every single day this continues. I'm just getting wound up here, folks. I'm going to break this down like nobody else will coming up. Cash Patel is absolutely a part of the cover-up here, and I don't know why. But you're going to know that he is. We're going to push this today online. We're going to get this going. There's a reason Cash Patel is trending. You pull this thread, we're going to go somewhere. It's going to make you look at America differently.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Folks, something is badly, badly wrong here. Here's Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, lying to Congress about Thomas Crooks. They took a small snippet of his internet history in the very beginning when he was only 15, back in 2019, and he was very MAGA. He was very pro-Trump, wanted to execute Democrats, he said, wanted to execute Ilhan Omar, wanted to execute the squad, wanted to kill everybody. It was so bad and so obvious that people were tagging the FBI after his posts. In fact, the FBI agent interviewed by the New York Post said there is no way the FBI didn't know about this guy. Flag number one. So that goes on. He's 15, not real sophisticated, definitely crazy, very homicidal. And something weird happens. Fast forward to the part the FBI lied to Congress about 3 months after COVID starts. He turns on Trump, on Republicans, hates everyone. Sounds like an MSNBC commentator. Now he wants to kill us. Oh, you didn't know about that part? Yeah, the FBI kind of left that out when they lied about Crooks not having a search history.
In terms of what we've been able to find so far, a lot of the usual repositories of information have not yielded anything notable in terms of motive or like ideology.
Liar. 700 comments. It's real clear. He's a toxic liberal troll. He has they, them pronouns. He's a furry. Godly, I feel like I've seen this movie before. Isn't that the exact description of Tyler Robinson who just killed Charlie Kirk? It's so weird. Anyway, that was Christopher Wray, then the director, lying to Congress. During that period, he defied not one but two subpoenas for information on Thomas Crooks, who he was, his accounts. We know they opened the encrypted ones. Took them 40 minutes to do it. What was in them? They lying about that too, like the search history? Don't worry. X will get it. We'll get it. FBI refuses to do it, we will. Not me, because I'm not real internet savvy. But X will. Here's the, just to make good and sure you know the level of the lie here, here's Paul Abate, who at the time was the number two, who really was the number two, it turns out, at the FBI, the deputy director. Now, he's acknowledging the earlier posts here, when Crooks was 15 and was a big MAGA supporter, hated immigrants. Very anti-Semitic, not a good guy. But he's not telling you about the years. Yes, years after that. He's lying.
There's a social media account which is believed to be associated with this with the shooter in about the 2019-2020 timeframe. There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he was 15, you lied about the rest of them. Here's that lie, by the way, about the absence of, there's nothing else after that online. There's so little footprints, so strange.
While the investigative team is still working to verify this account to determine if it did in fact belong to the shooter, we believe it important to share and note it today, particularly given the general absence of other information to date from social media and other sources of information that reflect on the shooter's potential motive and mindset.
Lie. Lie. 13 accounts, hundreds of comments. Lie. Why? Now, here's where this gets weird, folks. And I don't want to report this. I don't, because I love Dan Bongino. I really do. Here's Dan Bongino last year, before he walked through the front doors of the FBI building. I swear they do that. Something zaps their brain. They get, they're like droids afterward. Here's Dan Bongino at a Heritage Foundation event. And he is asked by Representative Chip Roy, you know, Dan Bongino, look, you've been Secret Service. Is this weird? Is this really weird that Thomas Crooks, a 20-year-old man, has, young man, has no internet history?
We have this massive law enforcement bureaucracy. No one's got him with an online search history in a library saying, how do I build this? He's 20 years old. It just defies logic. I can tell you, again, 4 years doing these exact investigations, never, ever seen or heard anything like this in my life.
Huh. Okay, so what you're saying, Dan Mongino, is it's hard to believe there's no search history.
And that how can a 20-year-old in today's time have no digital footprint? So do you have any thoughts on that, any comments on that?
Well, 4 years of doing protective intelligence investigations with the Secret Service, interviewed probably hundreds of people who have credibly threatened our protectees. I've never seen anything like it. If you would have told me it was a 60-year-old guy who had lived most of his life without a computer and for the last 10 years had been planning this, hard to believe, but digestible. You're telling me a 20-year-old kid who's grown up in the digital era, figured this out when he was, what, 13, to never get an online presence? We've seen nothing. Nothing. We're now 6 weeks in. There's not a Facebook photo. You know, it's incredible. We know every single thing about these shooting incidents when there's a political narrative to be had by the media and the other side. We do. You know who the high school girlfriend was. Sadly, you know everything about these people. We know nothing about this guy. And sophisticated explosives.
Do you hear his voice? Do you hear the pattern? He's telling you the truth. This is before Trump's takes the White House, before he's ever appointed as deputy director, right? He sounds like a real guy. Listen to him after. Listen to him tell us there's nothing there. Oh, no, him not having an internet history is actually totally normal. This is after he becomes the deputy director of the FBI. Dan Bongino, y'all. Listen, even his voice is different.
You know what, Maria? Cash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case.
Uh-huh.
One is actively in court right now. So out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. And whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right? Given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't. There isn't. There in some of these cases, the there you're looking for is not there. And I know people, I get it. I understand. It's not.
Yeah, I can't listen to him lie to me anymore. Look, he may not even know he's lying. Maybe they just briefed him and brainwashed him. I don't know, but he's not telling the truth. Consider this. He's got to know Dan Bongino Cash. They know that subpoena was issued in July of 2025 for this information. They have been defying it. They are defying it today. They still haven't responded. One of the things that was subpoenaed by the Senate, by Republicans in the Senate, Crook's online history. They told us there was none. They're defying that subpoena. You explain that to me. Make me feel, please. I want to feel good about it. I do. Because I can't explain this. This is a huge problem. And it's not going away for Cash Patel. And it's not going away for Dan Bongino. And it's definitely not going away for Donald Trump. He's going to have to take action here. I'd start by firing Cash Patel. I don't know what else to do. One of those stories just makes you go, how? Just how?
An illegal migrant from Uzbekistan with ties to terrorism was just arrested driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas. So how on earth did he have a commercial driver's license from Pennsylvania?
DHS says ICE arrested 31-year-old Akhor Bazarov on November 9th in Kansas. The agency says Bazarov entered the United States illegally in February 2023. He was arrested by Border Patrol and then released despite an arrest warrant issued for him in his native country of Uzbekistan. Authorities there had issued one for him in 2022, accusing him of being a member of a terrorist organization calling for jihad online and recruiting others to join the movement. DHS says the Biden administration granted Bazarov work authorization in January 2024 before getting a commercial driver's license in Pennsylvania just this past July.
Oh, the punchline? No. It's not that he has a commercial driver's license, which, by the way, guess what? Allows him to drive a school bus. How convenient. Here, drop your child off with the illegal immigrant terrorist, who, by the way, is wanted in Uzbekistan. They want him back because he's a jihadi. If you could send him, that'd be great, they said to the Biden administration. Biden's administration said no and released him. Come again? He didn't sneak in, folks. Can I stop for a moment and just point out, I have a lot of liberal trolls in this audience. Are you okay? Are you okay with this? I mean, I know you guys love open borders and you think you could just coexist with terrorists. I know, you're delusional, but are you okay with this? We caught him at the border. We knew he was a terrorist. They let him go. He got a driver's license that allows him to drive semis, rigs. He can drive, he can haul chemicals. He can drive buses, including ones with children in them. That okay? Yeah, I know the answer. It's okay with you liberals. Okay. Sure. As long as he votes Democrat, I get it. Doesn't matter how many people die. But there's a problem here. Do you know what else he got? Real ID. Oh yeah, his license has that little star. You got a star on your license? If you do, I do. You know how many documents you had to present to prove that? If you're a woman who got married, God help you. They vet you harder, apparently, than if you're a terrorist. Having to go back and document your identity to get it. And the real ID is now mandatory to fly unless you use a visa. That's the other form of ID. They're going to take that away, by the way. Just wait. What is the point of real ID again? If terrorists can get real ID, what, for the love of God, is the point? Why did I have to do it? By the way, he got it in the People's Republic of Pennsylvania. So let that sink in. So, folks, our real ID program has been rendered useless. This guy, a jihadi who was quitting online, is wanted in Uzbekistan as a terrorist. He's a wanted terrorist. He's listed by Interpol. They let him in. They didn't care. They gave him a CDL, but they also gave him a real ID. You know what that means? The terrorists can get on the plane with you. Now, the good news, and there's always good news in the Trump era. Department of Homeland Security has confirmed to Fox News ICE arrested this demon. Wanted alleged terrorist. They had to put alleged. Wanted alleged terrorist. He's wanted in Uzbekistan, has been since the early 2020s. Driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas. Had been given a CDL by the state of Pennsylvania. His name is Akhor Bazarov. Yeah, and this is Bazarov, all right. He's had an arrest warrant in Uzbekistan since 2022 for being a member of a terrorist organization. He's accused of distributing terrorist propaganda, calling for jihad online, and, oh, this is so exciting, recruiting terrorists. Who's driving your kid's school bus? They get that CDL out of California? Oh, by the way, you know how Duffy said, our Secretary of Transportation, he's revoking the 17,000 driver's licenses out of California. And then a liberal judge said, no, we need terrorist bus drivers. We need terrorist rig drivers. No, and froze it. We're going to win in court. We are. You know what? They're now finding it's closer to 60,000. That's what they're doing. They're all going to California, getting their CDL, getting a real ID, and then getting on the road. Per Department of Homeland Security, this terrorist was caught and released at the border by the Biden administration February 2023, despite him being wanted on Interpol and despite his arrest warrant in Uzbekistan for terror, which put him on the international terror watch list. No problem. If you're going to vote Democrat potentially, welcome to America. Kill 15, kill 20, kill 25, whatever. We'll just bring in more terrorists to replace them or Democrat voters or whatever. Now, here's the good news. The true miracle here. This is a good news. Seriously, it's good news. This, my friends, is the number one story in America right now by hits, clicks, and likes. Spreading like wildfire. Why? Because everybody's like, wait, I had to go to all that trouble to get a real ID and they gave it to a terrorist? Huh? Yeah. Democrats, y'all, Democrats. So I love when the American people, a story like this breaks through. Because in the back of their mind, when they're like, well, I wish the economy was better in the midterms, they're voting, and I wish this, and I wish that, and, you know, Trump maybe, to my opinion, hasn't brought down prices enough, or whatever their beef is. They'll stop for a minute and go, do I want a terrorist driving my child's school bus? Because that's what you get with Democrats. Guaranteed. Maybe. Maybe that instinct for self-preservation will kick in with Americans. Maybe. Folks, before, we didn't even have a shot. Not before X. Number one story in the country, and Democrats can't do a damn thing about it. Y'all, I gotta tell you what, this governor's race is gonna be lit. But we don't usually have any other kind in the state of South Carolina. No, it gets really wild. We are incapable in the state of South Carolina without having a governor's race without entire, shall we say, because kids are in the car, relationship history coming out. reference Nikki Haley. Go look that one up. It was wild. In the early days, and in any other state, if you watched what came out about Nikki Haley, which was wild, in her relationships with her husband and, shall we say, other people, you would have thought she was done. There is no way this woman is going to win a governor's race. In the state of South Carolina, you would have said that. I said that. I was up in North Carolina then and didn't really understand the state because I was doing radio up there. I thought, she's done. No, she became governor. So don't count Nancy Mace out just because her ex-fiance has announced this week he is filing a temporary restraining order against her, or because he released this statement, which is, I'll just read it. In the state of South Carolina, we really like, how do I put this? We really like characters. And I was going to read this to you from my ex account, but it looks like it's been hacked again. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Well, anyway, he put a restraining order out on her. Let's see if I can get it for somewhere else. Here we go. Today I authorize, this is Patrick Bryant. Today I authorize my attorneys to run to file a temporary restraining order against Nancy Ruth Mace in hopes of shutting her up, which I know the whole world appreciates. And I just learned this morning that the judge ruled that Jane Doe, who is Alexis Allie Berg, can no longer remain anonymous. Now, Jane Doe, Allie Berg, is the supposed sexual assault victim that Nancy Mace claims she's been protecting. This whole time that there's video and it was done by, I don't even know how to explain this. I don't want to libel anybody. I really don't. Anyway, all right. So he's gotten a temporary restraining order against her. He says this restraining order is intended to prevent Nancy Mace from continuing to publish baseless claims about me on social media without offering a single piece of actual evidence. For 2 years, she has used her platforms to defame me while producing nothing to support her allegations. While I have tried to allow the legal process to run its course, the restraining order also requests the judge to stop her from harassing my attorneys, which she has been doing through profanity-filled threats and public smears. None of that should be tolerated from a sitting congresswoman who has to lead by example. Okay, it's South Carolina. I mean, so she could get 5 points in a positive direction from this. I mean, there's no telling. There's no telling. But anyway, so she is restrained and cannot be around him. There you go. Go make a heck of a campaign commercial.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.